episode 1963, Go for the Great.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. Well, how did you kick off your week already? Can you believe it's Inspiration Motivation Day? Come on, get up, rise and shine. Get the blood moving through your veins, because you know what? You were created for more. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Go for the great. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you can choose to walk the line of comfort or the line of discomfort. As John D. Rockefeller said, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. You are created for more. Whether we want to admit it or not, we can get in the way of our own success. We second guess our next steps and look side to side. What happened in keeping your eye on the ball? You know, just coming off of the holiday weekend, maybe you're like, where are my toothpicks for my eyes? Because I partied a little too much, or it was great. The sunshine was just so bright and we had a chance to go to the pool, or we enjoyed family and friends. What was it for you? Well, I know for me, all the people that we saluted and we remembered over the holiday weekend, they walk the line of discomfort. They rise up to be better than good. We can be tempted to show up only to the point of easy. And a lot of us do that. We settle in for mediocrity. We're like, it's okay. It's fine. Think of a friend of yours. Usually it's easier to think of someone else than yourself, right? Because, well, you know, we can point fingers one direction versus the other direction. We can be tempted to show up only to the point of easy. We don't want to have to work extra hard. We're too tired. We don't have any more to give. Or you can blame it on your age. I think about that. Well, I'm only another day older, another year older. Maybe I'm just not going to work that hard. If you want to settle in for the good, then go for it. But you were created for more, so go for the great. You see, greatness is made when habits are challenged and failures are persistent. Yeah, think about it. When we're stretched beyond our comfort, that's when transformation happens. That's when impact occurs. I'm pressing ahead, creating what? Transformation, something magical. What is that magic in your life today? What has God been leading you to that maybe you've actually been resisting? Can you believe it? We are on the blink of June of 2020. I was enjoying our family this weekend. We had a lot of celebrating to do. We had our daughter and son-in-law here, and she's pregnant with her first. So it was awesome, you know, to feel the baby kick. And it's amazing, right? What the body can do. And then celebrating our 4 or 5, our little Noah Nader, who's not so little anymore, him graduating high school in a different sense, not having a normal graduation. It actually turned out to be absolutely beautiful. But you see, I could have settled in and I could have been like, well, you know what? We're not having a graduation, so why work so hard to make it special? It's all right. I have the excuse of the world to put the blame on what's going to happen for my son and how he's going to remember this. Or I can go for the great. I can look at things beyond. I can expand my own expectations. Sometimes we let everybody else's stuff dictate what we do. If you look at only 1 minute of your life, what would that minute say about you? That's a hard question. Because I know for me, if I take a snapshot, that 1 minute snapshot, what would that say about me? Well, if you catch me at a great time, which is, okay, if I'm asking my children, it's probably in the 85 to 89 percentile. I'm not perfect, but I'm telling you this, that leftover 10% is vicious. Yeah. If I'm not happy, if something's like not right, oh, you better beware. So that 10% is, woo, better watch out. But overall, I live my everyday as I show up here with you every day. But I'm still not perfect. And so I fall short. So maybe we should say more like 80 to 84%. Give myself 5% for failure and maybe 10% for that, oh my gosh, watch out. She's going to, you know, be vicious like a bear. It's human, right? We have that human side of us. But when you look at that snapshot of your life, look back just maybe less than an hour ago. What would that snapshot say about you? You have the opportunity to change the world with each minute of your life. Your influence is great, whether at home, in the church, or standing in line at the grocery store. You can impact the world that you touch. So are you wanting only what you have, settling for what you see? Your greatness is limited only by your eyes. You can settle in. You can enjoy that comfort. Yeah, that couch, that old recliner chair, it feels so good, doesn't it? You just sink right in and it has that just that right position. Doesn't matter if your back's hurting or your legs are a little tight or even if, you know, you're tired, you can just get into that cozy position. You're like, oh, how nice. Yeah, it's nice. What's good about nice? Oh, wait. What's great about nice? Well, it's always going to be there. But you see, you were created for more. Would you prefer to live out your destiny instead? Are you willing to take that chance on those God-sized dreams that He has for you? Are you willing to say, okay, I know you know better, and I know I've got this dream. Oh, wait, and I have these goals. And by the way, I need to do this. So what does it look like in the big scheme of things? What can I do minute by minute? You see, for me, I know when I had the kids and they were like, you know, much, much younger years and years ago, because the span of our children are no more than 8 years for all five of them. And they were with me all the time. I mean, where mommy went, they went. Because remember, I could not depend on daddy's schedule. I could depend on him, but not his schedule. So wherever I went, they were pulled along. Sometimes they liked it, sometimes not so much. But in doing that, people would ask me, Christiane, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it all. How do you homeschool? How do you go out and teach all these kids? How do you, you know, show up? How do you participate in this? And then how do you run your business? How do you do it all? You know, if you could bottle that up and sell it, you would make billions. And when I really began to break it down, when I asked you that question about your snapshot, I live in the moment. I am present. I am all in. I am there. I may have 2,200 things left to finish in less than 10 hours, but by golly, for that 22 minutes that you have my attention, I am all in. Are you living out your all in for God? The God-sized dreams, the destiny that He has in store for you, or are you just willing to settle and just kind of let time pass by? And oh, maybe you'll grab what you want when you see it, if it's easy, if it fits your lifestyle, if it's something where you don't have to work so hard at it. God wants to challenge you. I want to challenge you. I challenge myself. I'm not getting any younger. And I know that this is just the beginning to even more. So what do you want to do today, in this moment, right now? Make a choice. Are you going to stick with the good? And there's nothing wrong with that. Or are you going to go for the great? That's really the question today. Which will you choose? Go out with just this energy and this vibrance in your heart. Fill yourself up knowing that you are created for more. You are loved. You are cherished. You are honored today. And this is just the beginning of more to come. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.